Swing by Puckett's Restaurant, where down-home tradition meets a vibrant atmosphere, from their mouth-watering slow-smoke barbecue to comforting classics and live music. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals now and get a $50 gift card to Puckett's for only $25 while supplies last. So you get 50 for 25 with Nashville's best deal of the week, Puckett's Restaurant. In just a moment, we'll be joined by the new head coach for the Vanderbilt Commodore basketball team, Mark Byington, who's got a lot of heavy ties to the state of Virginia. He grew up in Virginia, was once an assistant coach at Virginia and also Virginia Tech, and that was sandwiched around a stint under the great Bobby Kremins, who was a longtime head basketball coach at Georgia Tech, but he worked for him at Charleston, College of Charleston, one of the great mid-major programs going back a ways, and of course came from James Madison over to Vanderbilt. So we're looking forward to chatting with him. But Adam, you being a college basketball nut from ACC territory, looking forward to catching up with Mark Byington as he gets into the SEC.
Great team last year he had with James Madison University. 32-4 record, if I'm not mistaken. Won a first-round game. It was technically an upset because they were the lower-seeded team. They defeated Wisconsin in the first round, but it wasn't really an upset. A lot of people picked James Madison to win that game because he put together a solid program at JMU, another mid-major school on the rise, and I think Vanderbilt got a good one.
Yeah. Now, don't mention that you're a Duke fan.
I will not mention last game at JMU went, how that went, because I enjoyed it. He certainly
I had them, and this is well before I knew he was going to be Vanderbilt's next coach. I had James Madison winning that game. In
a
the
lot
bracket,
of people
my
did,
sister-in-law,
actually.
My sister-in-law is a JMU grad, and so I had them winning there, but it didn't happen. But all's well because he is now the coach of the Commodores. Mark Byington joins the show here on 102.5 The Game. Coach, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you've been really, really busy.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, I caught wind of that last little thing, and there was some good memories of the NCAA tournament, but the Duke game wasn't one of them. it was. A lot went into that, and giving them credit, the guards for Duke, and I know one I was about to get drafted, they were so much faster in person than they were on film, and we were a step slow, and they were a step fast, so sometimes that happens.
Now, Jared McCain couldn't miss a shot in that game for Duke, but James Madison had a great program, great season for you there, and I know a lot of Vanderbilt fans are happy to have you coaching their team now.
Yeah, Coach.
Yeah, it's great to be here. It's I think I'm on about 3 months now, and it's been a lot of stuff that's gone into this 3 months. But even I could say this, even a month or two ago, every day is getting better, and now that I'm 3 months into it, it's the same thing. Every single day is getting better.
Well, Coach, let's start there because you had a lot of work to do the day you took the job, because in this day and age, as we see really around all college sports, and we've been focusing a lot on the College World Series in baseball, you see what effect the transfer portal and the NIL has had and just shaping rosters no matter who you're coaching. But you inherited basically a team that you had to build the roster from scratch. So have you had a chance to come up for air at all and just sort of sit back and enjoy it?
There hasn't been any time to kind of reflect or sit back and enjoy it. It's, you talk about the NCAA tournament, and really it was an hour after the Duke game. You know, I was doing every single thing possible and full steam ahead with Vanderbilt. So there wasn't any kind of pause in between or reflection in between. And since I've got my feet in Nashville, it's been running ever since. So, you know, with the team, I'm returning one scholarship player from last year. And, you know, we brought in a lot of good transfers and recruits, and I'm excited about this group. But I'll tell you, like, my life feels so much better now. We're practicing. And so for 2.5 weeks here, we've been practicing with my current team. And that's my joy. That's what makes it fun. And we're getting better, and they're on the court, and we're working hard. And everything before that, you know, sometimes tedious, sometimes demanding, or whatever you want to say into it. But now that we're on the court, it feels like the world's spinning around for me again. I mean, everything's great.
So I guess tell me where you start. That's a really interesting just coaching question, is you get a new group of guys that hasn't played together. I can remember as a freshman at Vanderbilt, we had a new coach, so the system was new. Eddie Fogler was the coach at the time, taking over for C.M. Newton, and the system was new for everybody, but we had three or four seniors, three or four juniors, like the traditional classes back then, so you had a lot of built-in people that were familiar with being a college player at Vanderbilt, et cetera. So where do you start with a group like this, and how much can you see progress every day?
Well, that's a good point. So, you know, even a couple of years ago when most of your roster returned, even if it was a coaching change, you knew your teammates and, you know, you knew your city, you knew where you lived and there's some comfortability there. I mean, this is a lot of newness for every single person, including me. And so where do we start? It's, you know, first off, we make sure we're staying with the fundamentals and the skills and what they're going to need and how we're going to play. And then they got to learn the language and what we call things and then how that works and learn each other, learn their teammates. And so as of yesterday, it was a practice number 11. And from where we are right now, from practice number 1 to practice 11, is huge steps. And I see them getting better and better. The frustration that you experience right now for me is we're only allowed 4 hours a week of being on a court with them. And so they get 4 hours with the strength coach and 4 hours a week with us. And they got to do a lot of stuff on their own. And there's availability with great workouts and pickup games, things like that. But every time practice ends, they're saying the same thing. I'm like, I wish we'd go a little bit more. But we're going in the right direction. And our goal from the first practice says, look, this is every single day get better, and then be better tomorrow than you were today. Keep going like that. We'll do 8 weeks this summer. They'll have a little break, and then we'll come back in September. We'll be a different team in September by the time everybody gets back.
Vanderbilt head men's basketball coach Mark Byington joining us here on Willie and D-Mace. Mark, I want to ask you about one of your transfers in particular, A.J. Hoggard. That was a key player for Tom Izzo's Michigan State teams for a few years. You would have seen him in person, of course, when JMU started off the NCAA season with a huge upset on the road in East Lansing. What did you like about A.J. Hoggard that made you want to bring him into your program?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that really shakes him. And, you know, while I'm picturing, you know, what the future is going to entail for us and the places we got to go in the SEC and the environment. And, you know, he's from Philadelphia. I mean, he's Philadelphia tough. You know, he played from Izzo and what he went through at Michigan State with the great teams and leading them and being responsible for those. So, I mean, we got a grown man playing guard and nothing's really going to shake him. So what I see in him is, we can trust him. We can put the ball in his hands. And it was a great fit. I mean, he loved the fact that there's been great guards that played here before at Vanderbilt. And he sees a lot of them playing in the NBA. He loved our style fit of playing fast in an NBA style with ball screen oriented offense. And that's where he wants to go. He's driven to win. It's not like he wants to come in and have a great year himself. He's been in the NCAA tournament. You know, he's won some games in the NCAA tournament. And those things are valuable for us. So I'm going to lean on him for all the experiences and also lean on him the fact that I think no matter the situation, he's been there before. And that's about as good as value you can get in a point guard.
Talking to Mark Byington, new head coach, Vanderbilt. So, Coach, I'm curious, too, because it's still fairly new, this whole transfer portal situation where you have so much turnover on the rosters. How did you find it recruiting players out of the portal to Vanderbilt specifically with the academic standards and the fact that, you know, Vanderbilt is probably their foundation isn't as much with transfers traditionally, but now it's almost like everybody's been thrown into this world. So how did you find that is, you know, with the academic situations that you had to deal with?
Well, with the academic, I heard a lot of people kind of referring to it, you know, like you're in the SEC and obviously we're the best academic school, but a lot of people were talking to me about it or referring to it like it was going to be a negative. And I couldn't even see the negative in it. Or I couldn't see it being something. Now, Is it true we can't recruit every player in the country? Yes, it is true. But if you're a young man who wants to play in the best conference in the country and be get elite academics, there is nobody else that can compete with us. And so there are those players out there. So the academic, it wasn't a hurdle. I thought it was something that enhanced us and not a negative. And so when we're going after transfers or high school players or whatever else, you know, if they say they don't want to go to school and they don't care about school, well, look, Vanderbilt will be the place for them. But if they say they want to play in the best conference in the country, we got that. If they say they want to live in one of the best cities in the world, we got that. And then if they say they care about school and want one of the best educations, we got that. So we don't compete against anybody else if you want to say having those three things. And we brought in 12 players in the spring for recruiting weekends, and 11 of them committed to Vanderbilt. So that's a pretty good percentage, and people saw everything we saw.
Great percentage there. That's an interesting stat. Coach, as you look ahead, and I know at this point you probably haven't had time, you're just trying to get everything started, but in a perfect world, as everything is moving so fast, what is your vision of what the right balance is of high school recruits as opposed to transfers as you build the optimum type of roster?
Well, so we've been busy right now. We had a big high school recruiting weekend last weekend, and we got one coming up. And the college athletics is going to change this year. So this is going to be the last year that there's going to be the COVID extra year for college athletes. And what you're going to lose in college sports this year is a lot of grad students who have the extra year and the true seniors. So you're going to lose a lot of players out of it. Like right now, college basketball, like any other college sports, is old, and there's older guys in it. It's going to go back to high school this year, and where there's going to be more impactful players on the court, more opportunities. And if we had to kind of envision a roster, I would love to have somewhere between 2 to 4 incoming high school players. At the same time, I want to make sure if we bring those high school players in, that if they're not going off to the NBA, that year two, they're still wearing a Vanderbilt uniform, because we're going to develop them, get them good, and try to keep them around. But the goal is to have high school players come start here and they finish here. And that's what we got to work on, because it's a challenge in college athletics right now where guys are moving a lot, that we got to make sure we come them in, develop them. And that's my favorite thing in coaching. And I know the fans like that too. The fans like watching them come in as 18-year-olds and then watching them finish up and then walk across the stage when they're seniors.
Do you think it will cycle back that way, Mark? Because that's one thing I know as a guy that had a great experience at Vanderbilt, and I wasn't a great player, but I cherished the memories of and the players that I met who became lifelong friends. And you lose a little bit of that when you bounce around, I would imagine, even though there's more benefits and there's a lot of positives, I'm sure, for the opportunities that somebody has if they transfer, right? But how do you think this will cycle as we evolve? Because this is all so new.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I hope it comes back to, you know, where there's continuity and there's young men that started at university and finished university. I do think there's a sadness to it where a lot of you know, people go to college and they have a place to call home, and they can look at it and say, all right, I got a place to go back to, homecoming weekend and these types of things. If you're going to so many different universities, I don't know if you ever have that connection. And what we want is we want players to come here and be all in. And if they go through adversity, we're going to help them get through it. We want them to stay. And try to get them to, you know, have that feeling of this is home. You know, this is the place. It's always going to be your home. And not always look around and try to go somewhere else, whether it might be something for somewhere else for more money or more playing time or whatever else, that be all in here, invest with us, and this is going to be the best place for you while you're in college. But I guarantee it's going to be the best place for you after college with a Vanderbilt degree, and then also being able to come back to Nashville and Vanderbilt and be able to see people who were along that journey with you and really care about you.
I want to ask you about one particular guy that has played for you before, Jalen Carey, who played for your James Madison team. Does it help having somebody who knows how you operate as maybe as a guy who can sort of set the example, even though he's still a pretty young player, for the other guys where it's also new?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, he's 18 years old still. And if you look at him, he's 6'9 and a half, and he's 270 pounds. You're like, that's not what an 18-year-old looked like. But he's 18 years old, but he's the most experienced on our team as far as drills and practices and terminology. So it's a little unique that's there. He's going to be really good. You know, people don't know how good he is, and I can speak on behalf because I was around him every day last year. And if we went against Big Ten teams or whoever else, I mean, he's a physical presence out there. And but so young, so much more room to improve. But if you do look at him on the court right now, during one of our practices, he's kind of leading things, which I like for him. But at the same time, it's kind of scary when the 18-year-old's out there leading your team a little bit.
Mark, I'd be curious for your just, you know, 30,000 foot view, I guess, of just the SEC in general. Now, you're no stranger to scheduling tough opponents in your previous stops, but we know that what the SEC represents, the number of high-seeded teams they've had in the tournament, the pedigrees of the coaches in the league, and the history of the national championships that have been won. What's most exciting to you about taking on that challenge of facing, you know, some of the best teams in the country on a regular basis?
Well, I mean, you said it right. It's a challenge, and some people run from challenges, and some people are excited about them, and I'm excited about them. And I'm trying to find guys that are on this team that are excited about the challenge. Trying to win an SEC road game is difficult, and we got to embrace that. You know, we got to build Memorial Gymnasium up to be the hardest playing place in the SEC. And it's going to be a lot with the players on the court and winning and getting that going. But it's a personality trait of myself and guys on the team. We're not scared of challenges. It's great coaches. It's great teams. It's great players. Well, bring it on. That's what we want. And you know, we don't want easy. And we know it's going to be difficult. And to have a timeline on how we're going to build it is kind of difficult to say anything, but except we're going to try to win this year. And like, it's not a rebuilding year. We're trying to win this year. I want to get this team in the NCAA tournament as fast as possible, and I want to make a run in the NCAA tournament. So that could start now. And to say we're looking at anything else or thinking about anything else but that is untrue. And then also, it's unfair. I got guys with their last season college eligibility here at came here as grad transfers, and they don't want to rebuild, and neither do I. Like, let's get going now. Let's get as good as we possibly can, and then let's see where it falls.
Great stuff. Coach, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us. Let's do this again down the road as you continue to get settled in Nashville. And so thanks a lot for the time, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Awesome stuff. Mark Byington, the new head coach at Vanderbilt. So many other things we could ask him about, but some really intriguing things there. And you can tell with that last answer, that was a good question, kind of where he took it. When you're bringing in grad transfers, you're not selling them on, yeah, this is a rebuilding year, in a couple years we're going to be really good. Like, why would you want to come to that? Like, you're coming right in hoping for an opportunity to play and hopefully have success.
And he laughed off my Duke dig before we went on. So I appreciate that, Mark.
No, that was good stuff. All right, Mark Byington, head coach. We appreciate his time. When we come back, we'll sort of digest that a bit, and we'll talk a little football as well before the hour is up, and then a heavy Predators hour during the 1 o'clock hour this afternoon. This is Willie and D-Mace here on 102.5 The Game.